Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great day it is. It is the day of the New Hampshire primary. They already began voting. This is a long-standing American tradition at Dixville Notch, and all the votes are in from Dixville Notch. There's six registered voters up there. They all voted. 100% turnout. And they all voted the same way. Which way did they vote? We'll tell you in just a moment. It's always kind of interesting. I mean, this is one of those quirky things about New Hampshire. And I've actually been to Dixville Notch. It's kind of in the woods sort of community, very snowy this time of year. And obviously people with their own very strong opinions. It's just in the past they've had other communities that have voted at midnight, which they do to make sure that the votes get in and they get in earlier and there's no interference with the weather or anything like that. So at midnight, the night before the primary, they're voting. And we will give you the eagerly awaited results from the Dixville Notch landslide. Meanwhile, President Trump gave a very unusual speech last night at Laconia, New Hampshire. There was a big announcement about one of his potential candidates for vice president. That would be Tim Scott. It was an announcement that is life-changing for Tim Scott. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to another former Republican candidate for president who finished sixth in Iowa. That's not winning, but it's finishing sixth. There are a lot of people who voted for him. He's a two-time governor of Arkansas and a member of the United States Congress for some time. He has pulled out of the race and made another endorsement. While Vivek Ramaswamy and Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, who, by the way, not only stopped his presidential campaign, not only endorsed Donald Trump for president, he also announced that he is not going to be running for re-election as governor of North Dakota, which is too bad because he was a terrific governor. But that's Doug Burgum. We'll be speaking to Asa Hutchinson, who pulled out of the race and did something different from what Chris Christie did. He didn't endorse anybody, or from what Ramaswamy and Burgum and Tim Scott had done, which was they all endorsed Trump. Trump is now being described as the presumptive nominee, but he did say they have this to say, which is remarkable. I mean, it's one of those things where when they make that attraction, I told you I was haunted as a child by this attraction of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln that was at the World's Fair. And later they moved it out to Disneyland, and I think they finally moved it to Disney World where they have a whole Hall of the Presidents thing, or at least they used to. In any event, here was President Trump speaking his way through the highlight of his speech last night. It was a long speech, of course, at Laconia, New Hampshire. This is a clip two.
How stupid are our leaders? We can be energy independent and even energy dominant. Yes, oh yes, and quickly, says President Trump. We will be there very quickly. We are a nation where fentanyl and other forms of illegal drugs are easier to get than groceries to feed our beautiful families. We have become a drug-infested, crime-ridden nation, which is incapable of solving even the smallest problem. The simplest of problems we can no longer solve. We can't do anything. We are an institute and a powerful death penalty. We will put this on. We have to bring in the death penalty if we want to stop the infestation of drugs.
Okay, these are words that will someday be inscribed in marble. We are an institute in a powerful death penalty. We will put this on. This is what we are looking forward to for the rest of the campaign. The only way this campaign ends tonight is if President Trump wins a big victory, wins by more than 20 points against Nikki Haley. There are some commentators who say that she has to come within 7 points to keep her campaign alive in any sense at all. Well, she did have the help of a Dixville Notch. We'll get to that. We'll also be speaking to a biblical archaeologist, not for any guidance on the New Hampshire primary, but for some discoveries that have a real impact on our understanding of the Bible. We've had him on before, Titus Kennedy, who is just back from uncovering previously hidden secrets in the lands of the Bible. We will also be speaking to James Pindell, who is a Boston Globe political reporter, live from New Hampshire. What is the vibe there? There is also let's do it as a tweet of the day. Used to call it a tweet. It's not an X this time. This is Truth Social by President Trump of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And President Trump tweets, why does Fox keep putting New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu on? That's 3 question marks after that. Every time I mention his name at a rally, they boo. That's B-O-O-O, like crazy. He's all jacked up on something. But he ran for president without having the courage to announce and did really poorly. He actually never ran for president, and he never did announce, and he decided not to run. But in any event, to have this loser on so much is really bad TV. I love the fact that President Trump also not only wants to talk about what's good for the country, but wants to talk about what's good for Fox Network. We are thrilled always to have Chris Sununu on our show because he is energetic. And he is impassioned, and he has been a terrific Republican governor in a state that has been, other than Chris Sununu, tilting in a Democratic direction. In any event, the ongoing excitement, and I think there is some real excitement about the New Hampshire primary, has to do with its significance, because this could, if, as many people expect, most people expect, as most of the polls indicate, if there's not some kind of miracle or surprise or upset, President Trump is probably going to secure the nomination, his third nomination for president, and he will be the Republican nominee for 2024. Joe Biden has some problems with his nomination right now, and he is also not on the ballot in New Hampshire, but people are working very hard to try to write in his name to prevent some kind of horrible embarrassment where Marianne Williamson would get more votes, actual votes in New Hampshire than Joe Biden. I don't think that's likely to happen. But what is likely to happen? Well, Dixville Notch went for Nikki Haley. And by how much, and what does this mean, if anything at all, for the general outcome of the New Hampshire primary or the struggle for the Republican nomination? And speaking out of about struggles for nominations, they announced the Oscar nominations today. And there were some real surprises and some really moaning about snubs and more. We'll get to that as well on the Night Fit Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big announcement on the Michael Medved Show. We just added a flash sale. This is an opportunity to get 50% off, half price, for an annual basic MedHead subscription. That makes it just $29.95 for a year. It breaks out to about $2.50 per month, in other words. All you have to do is go to michaelmedved.com, and you can sign up for this half-price deal. Just use the promo code MEDHEAD. That's MEDHEAD. That will set you up to listen live to this show, wherever you happen to be, and on demand, and on demand without commercials. You can go to michaelmedved.com and use the promo code MEDHEAD, and you get half price off. This is a flash sale special deal in honor of the New Hampshire primary, where the vote counting has already begun. I don't know if President Trump is going to contest the votes in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Dixville Notch is a great place, especially in the winter, and it caters to snowmobilers and to Nordic skiers and to golfers and hikers in the summer. It's part of the really very scenic White Mountains, New Hampshire. And the six registered voters of Tiny Dixville Notch in New Hampshire all cast their ballots for Nikki Haley at midnight last night, giving her a clean sweep over former President Donald Trump and all the other candidates. Well, this is probably the best news that Nikki Haley is going to be getting during this primary season. The resort town was the first place in the nation to vote in the 2024 primaries. It's always the first place in the nation to vote. It's a tradition going back to 1960, which is near the beginning of the New Hampshire primary tradition. The voters were far outnumbered, more than 10 to 1, by reporters from every corner of the globe, not to mention by a pile of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. Dixville Notch has a tradition of first-in-the-nation voting that dates back to 1960, with the results announced just a few minutes after midnight. This is what that historic event, which, as I said, obviously would allow Nikki Haley to get some sound sleep last night, but this is what it sounded like, clip 12.5.
The next ballot is being opened, and that's 5 for Nikki Haley. Is it going to be 6 for 6? Feels like we're at a sport game. Waiting for the results. That is all six voters here in Dixville Notch have voted for Nikki Haley.
Okay, and of those voters, 4 were registered Republicans. They all voted for Haley. And then there were 2 independent voters who were also registered voters, and they voted for Haley. So President Trump had not received this news, which I think will make it unlikely that he visits Dixville Notch at any time coming up. But he did want to challenge Nikki Haley in another arena. She has been campaigning, talking about the way that President Trump repeatedly confused her name with that of Nancy Pelosi, and thought that Nikki Haley had been in charge of security during the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. She wasn't. She wasn't in Washington at the time. She wasn't in government at the time. She had nothing to do with security in the Capitol building at any time. In any event, President Trump spoke to a reporter from Fox News while campaigning in New Hampshire. And clearly for him, it's not enough that he just wins this primary, which he is likely to do, but he wants another competition. Listen, clip 10.
So Nikki Haley says now she has the two-person race that she's always wanted. She has been coming after you strongly in the past few days. It's worked both ways, and you've come after her as well. She keeps bringing up your age lately. What do you say about that?
Well, I think I'm a lot sharper than her. I would do this. I would sit down right now and take an aptitude test, and it would be my result against her result, and she's not going to win. She's not going to even come close to winning. In fact, when I heard the word cognitive, you know, I've taken two of them now. I took one with Dr. Ronnie, who's now a fantastic, you know, White House doctor, and a fantastic congressman from Texas, Admiral, the White House doctor, Jackson, Ronnie Jackson, and he's now a great congressman from Texas. I took one then, and I took one recently. I think the result was announced, and it was, I aced it twice. I aced it. But I would say that, you know, I've actually called for a cognitive test for anybody running for president, because I actually think that's a good idea. It'd be nice to have an intelligent person be president.
Okay. yes, I think it would. It would be nice. I think he's right about that. And President Trump then later followed up this declaration, this challenge to Nikki Haley, with a remarkably clear and informative explanation of the very complex subject of missile defense technology. He was speaking in Laconia, New Hampshire. Listen, this is clip three.
So these are not muscle guys here. They're muscle guys up here, right? And they calmly walk to a seat. Ding, 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 ding. They've only got 17 seconds to figure this whole thing out, right? Boom. Okay, missile launch, pshing, boom. It's the most
ding, 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 boom, whoosh, boom. And then there were also the same rally in Laconia, New Hampshire, which was very dramatic, had a soundtrack that sounded like this. This is clip one.
New Redfield Wilton poll. It's Trump 72, Haley 9. In Nevada. Those are fascists, by the way. Those are the people that are a danger to the country. But never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom, because I will never let them take away your freedom. Thank you very much. Thank you. Those are great people. I was also honored. She's back. She's back. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's beautiful. I was also honored. This is very important, because I was also... She's going home now.
They were, in part, by the way, QAnon people, which is kind of surprising, because generally QAnon people are looking to President Trump to save the world. They're not the only ones. We'll bring you the latest from Governor Asa Hutchinson, former presidential candidate, coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And they calmly walk to a seat. Ding, 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 ding. They've only got 17 seconds to figure this whole thing out, right? Boom. Okay. Missile launch. Pshin. Boom. It's the most
And for the third time, there is the possibility that Donald J. Trump is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party for President of the United States. One of his opponents in the race for the nomination was a Republican who, when you actually just look at his resume, he could have been the most super qualified of all the candidates for president. Asa Hutchinson was not only a two-term governor of Arkansas and a very successful and popular governor, he was also a former member of the Congress of the United States with congressional experience and experience in the president's cabinet as administrator of DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and undersecretary of Homeland Security. Governor Hutchinson, it's a pleasure and honor to speak to you. You dropped out of the race. And then unlike people like Tim Scott and Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and Vivek Ramaswamy, not my favorite guy in the world, you didn't rush to embrace the, as they're saying, presumptive nominee. What did you do instead?
Well, I endorsed the alternative to Donald Trump, which is Nikki Haley, the last one standing. And Nikki and I fought together in Iowa, but she won, and she's a clear alternative there in New Hampshire, so I endorsed her. And I'm troubled by actually everybody trying to wrap this thing up so early. I can't remember in the history of our party that we've had it wrapped up in an open race after New Hampshire. And it looks like that might be where we're heading. So, you know, I've got to look at where we go from here. Hopefully Nikki does well in New Hampshire tonight. But I'm standing with very few that's taken that direction, but I'm happy with it.
And I know that while you were running for president, there was all this talk about people taking a pledge to support the Republican nominee, whoever it is. Are you going to be a supporter of President Trump if he is the nominee of the Republican Party?
Well, it depends upon the circumstances. I've always supported the Republican nominee. I've helped build the Republican Party in Arkansas, but I've said in the first debate that I wouldn't support somebody as a convicted felon, and that remains to be seen. And I think that's a serious issue that obviously puts us at a disadvantage to win in November if that's the case. And that could happen. We don't know yet. And so I don't want to be making pledges and determining things when we don't have all the facts on the table, and they're going to be developing late this spring. Donald Trump has worked very hard to consolidate, to make sure he's the nominee early, because it's going to get more ugly later on. And so that's been his strategy, and the party actually helped accommodate all of that for this potential early end to the primary contest.
Well, again, that remains to be seen. We'll see. Dixville Notch voted, and they voted 6-0 for Nikki Haley, so we'll see what happens to the rest of New Hampshire. There's all kinds of talk, and today in particular involving Joe Manchin, who is openly speculating about running as a third-party candidate. Would you have any sympathy at all to any of the third-party candidates under the heading of the No Labels or something else? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Seems to be getting close to 20% of the vote in most of the national polls. Is he a potential president?
Well, not if you look at history and, you know, third-party candidacies have not proven successful. They've more often been spoilers in an election. This year could be different, just because the American public does not want to have a repeat of the Biden-Trump race, and yet that might be what they get. And so they could be looking to a third alternative. Again, I want to work within the Republican Party to have the right nominee, and there's time that can happen, and it could actually be at the convention itself. And so I want to give it more time than that before I figure out exactly what all the options are. And there's a lot of story left to be told in this race, even though Donald Trump's trying to close that chapter very quickly. So we'll see, but I am, you know, people get invested in the party, Michael. Republican Party, it's your team. The Democrat Party, it's your team. And they have the infrastructure advantage over a third or independent candidacy that arises.
Well, yeah, for certain. And people always give the example of Abraham Lincoln. And one of the things that I try to explain to people again and again is when Lincoln ran for president, the Republican Party already controlled the House of Representatives. It had already finished a close second with John Fremont's race in 1856 against James Buchanan. If you had one issue that you believe Republicans should emphasize coming to people offering an alternative to another 4 years of Joe Biden, what issue would you emphasize?
I would emphasize character as still being important for the leader of our country. And I would emphasize that the United States should not isolate itself, which is what Donald Trump advocates, both in terms of the economy with a ring around of America, but also in terms of our support of allies. Obviously, you've got to emphasize the border security and our economy, but those don't distinguish, a candidacy. It's what everybody is talking about and needs to talk about. But I think the uniqueness of a candidacy against Donald Trump and even Joe Biden would be, let's not isolate America. Let's show our leadership again.
And in other words, you would be supporting continued aid to Ukraine, defending its independence, and continued aid to Israel?
Yes, I think we need to stand with Ukraine. Donald Trump says he can solve that issue in 24 hours. The only way you do that is to give Russia what they want. And that's wrong. So I would support that. I do support the package that includes border security reform and aid as part of the package to support Israel and Ukraine. That should pass. President Biden should agree to that. They need to get that done. In fact, they should not have gone home for Christmas without getting that package done, but they did.
Well, amen to what you're saying, Governor Hutchinson. I so much appreciate your service to our country in so many different capacities, and all of that service with distinction. People can find out more about Governor Hutchinson and his background. And to take a look at what the governor has done and what he has stood for as a very loyal and devoted member of the Republican Party and Republican ideals. Coming up on the Medved Show, more about last-minute shots from Trump against Haley and from Haley against Trump, and some good news, actually, from abroad, which we will get to coming up on the Medved Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, President Trump doesn't like the fact that the governor of the state of New Hampshire is on TV a lot. He has endorsed Nikki Haley. He's been campaigning with Nikki Haley. And actually, it makes you wonder what would have happened if Chris Sununu, who is nothing if not hyper-energetic and extraordinarily articulate, If Chris Sununu had decided that he was going to actually run for president, maybe sometime. He certainly has been a successful governor of New Hampshire. He actually, the last time running for his fourth term as governor, he got the highest vote total ever in a statewide election in New Hampshire. He was on CNN with Jake Tapper and spoke about his expectations for his candidate, Nikki Haley, and why he believes she's going to exceed those expectations. This is clip 8.
Two things. Number one, anyone who says this is a must-win for Nikki Haley, I heard someone mentioning that in the studio, tell them they overpaid for that online political science degree. There's only been three goals here, right? One was to make sure she got a second place. We got that. Two was to make sure there were only two candidates left in the race, and we're ahead there. She's wiped 12 candidates off. And then she wants to build on that momentum out of Iowa, where she got 20%. She's going to more than double or exceed that here. The last point is, their polls, last time I checked, they're always wrong, right? So you never know. The same poll on the day I got elected governor said I was going to lose by 11, and we won by a couple percent. So, you know, it's all about the voter turnout. It's all about the enthusiasm. Where's the energy? Not just what people say on a phone or how they, you know, respond to an online text or something. It's really about the energy of the campaign. Trump has no energy. The guy can barely read a teleprompter right now. All the wind is behind Nikki Sales. So I just think the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. Again, if she gets 40%, and he's saying that that seems to be his prediction, would her campaign stay alive? Well, again, you just have to look back to a famous race against an incumbent in the New Hampshire primary in 1968, where that was the Democratic primary in New Hampshire. Twice, incumbent presidents have been knocked out of office by New Hampshire primaries. In 1948, Harry Truman was the president of the United States. He had become president when FDR died. Then he won that surprise re-election victory in 1948. In 1952, it was assumed he would run for president again. He was challenged by a senator from Tennessee named Estes Kefauver. And what I always remember is that he had a slogan, Estes is bestest. And he was known, honestly famous, he was known for his committee hearings that he chaired in the Senate, attacking organized crime, and also for wearing a coonskin cap. I mean, he was from Tennessee, same as Davy Crockett. This was kind of the period of time that Davy Crockett was becoming a national sensation as promoted by Disney. In any event, Estes Kefauver challenged Harry Truman in the Democratic primary, and he won by 2-1. People were tired of Truman. And right after the New Hampshire primary, Truman announced that he was not going to run for re-election, and the rest is history. Adlai Stevenson actually got the Democratic nomination, and Dwight Eisenhower won in a landslide, the Republicans winning for the first time since FDR had taken the White House in 1932. Anyway, and then in 1968, there was a protest anti-war, anti-Vietnam War, End the War Now candidacy, led by Senator Eugene McCarthy, who, honest to goodness, no one had heard of. He was a first-term senator from Minnesota, known to be sort of scholarly. He wrote poetry, was part of his pursuit. And there was a challenge to Lyndon Johnson, who had won the biggest landslide for any Democrat ever in 1964, when he had taken over after the assassination of John Kennedy. In any event, right after the New Hampshire primary, and Eugene McCarthy didn't win. He didn't capture the bulk of the delegates, even, from the state of New Hampshire. He got 43%. He lost 57-43% is low. However, because he was running against an incumbent president, because people had expected he wouldn't do anything, that basically shook up the race entirely. It persuaded Robert Kennedy, not this Robert Kennedy, the real Robert Kennedy, the father of this one, and it persuaded Robert Kennedy to enter the race 10 days after the New Hampshire primary. Now, what would happen to the certainty surrounding President Trump right now if Nikki Haley equaled the performance of Eugene McCarthy and got 43%? Well, she's not running against an incumbent, you could say, but President Trump is like an incumbent. He's running as an incumbent. He's running for people chanting 4 more years. Because people want to go back to the Trump era, or at least their perceptions of the Trump era. And it's the idea that the race is over before the votes have even been counted in New Hampshire. I agree that if Nikki Haley does below 40%, if she doesn't make it at least something of a close competitive race, her campaign is probably over. But she's interested in forestalling that. She was on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade. And she was insisting that, no, the battle is not finished. This is clip 11.
I ran for governor. I ran against an attorney general, lieutenant governor, and a popular congressman. Mm-hmm. And I worked it and fought for it and earned it. I'm going to go into South Carolina and do the same thing. I take nothing for granted.
So there's no scenario where it stops tonight?
Of course not. We've already made our ad buy.
Yeah, how many? You buy $4 million in ads?
We've put in an ad buy. I don't know how much it is, but it's strong. We saved our money. I hoarded money all the way through. We stayed in Garden Inns and Residence Inns. We were the only one that flew commercial because I wanted to make sure we could run through the tape on this. I'm going to fight no matter what. I don't care how much y'all want to coronate Donald Trump. At the end of the day, that's not what Americans want. Americans want a choice, and we're going to give them that choice.
You keep saying coronate, lie, not tell the truth. What are you saying to catch? I'm really wondering why you think we're the enemy.
Because I've looked at the media. Look at the media saying, oh, this is Donald Trump's to have. Look at the political class all coalescing and saying everybody needs to get out. That's not democracy. That's not who we are. Who we are is, when have we ever had two people, down to two people in New Hampshire, and you say, oh, it's over? We don't do that. South Carolina is an amazing state.
It's hard to believe that three states really could choose an election for the entire country.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's what we go through. And at the end of the day, it's the fact that you don't do this for any reason outside of you love your country.
And again, the idea of traveling around the country and speaking at diners and union halls and lodges. And last night they were counting the votes at Dixville Notch, and the whole world, it was a ski resort. That was used, a Botstons, I think they called it. The voting took place in a new location, the living room of Tillotson House, with the Balsams Resort undergoing renovations. That's where they had the vote so far. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we're going to be talking more about what's going on the ground in New Hampshire, where there is so much riding on this particular race. By the way, the Secretary of State of New Hampshire has said that it is likely to be a record turnout. This would be very, very different from what happened in Iowa. Would it help Trump? Would it help Nikki Haley? Well, the one thing about the record turnout is 40% of the voters in New Hampshire are not registered either as Republicans or Democrats. It's one of the reasons it's considered to be generally a swing state for Senate races and for presidential races, always very close. And this time, if there is a big turnout of those independent voters, and there could be on the Republican side, because there's really not much to vote for on the Democratic side, where Biden's not even on the ballot. Is that the Nikki Haley miracle they're looking at? We'll talk to James Pindell of the Boston Globe, who is on the ground in New Hampshire as it all happens in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.